Well, you mentioned that I think some people would raise some sheep, not all that far from here. Did they ever have a way of calling them? Would you know anything about that?
I think you got to go get a sheep. I don't think you call it.
It's in the dog form.
Yeah, or go let him follow. You get behind him and drive him off. A sheep is a dependent thing. Dogs, they do have dogs. Get them.
When we talk about those are called. What, you know, the noise that a cow would make. Maybe feeding time, milking time, feeding time. What would you say that a cow does?
Or lord.
And what about those little calves? What would you say?
Bleat. And the bull or bella.
Bella. I guess so. The horse, what do they say he usually does?
He had that horse a nicker.
So we were talking about various kind of implements and things like that. If you went to the store and bought some fruit or something like that, they put that in what for you to take it home?
They put it in a paper bag.
And what if that thing is made out of a cloth or something? You still call it a bag, or you call it a...
Some people call it a hamper. Hamper bag, a hamper basket.
I used to, all your feed and fertilizer would come in. What do you call those kind of sacks that they would come in?
Fertilizer sacks. They were made out of cloth, a lot of them were. Some of them made out of croaker sacks.
That croaker sack, was that a piece of kind of rough cloth stuff?
That was a stuff that was, I think it was transported here from, South America somewhere. It was some kind of rope that they made that croaker sack out of. I don't think it was something that was raised here.
Well, I've seen women that could make dresses and stuff. They dye that croaker sack.
Yeah.
Make dresses and stuff out of.
Well, they use it in these, on the hem, on these things. It don't matter how expensive you buy one. You turn it up and it's got the croaker sack under there for protection.
Yeah. I guess that stuff will last a long
time. Oh, it lasts, yeah. Lasts a long time. Goes a different type of them. Some of them fine woven, some of them coarse.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about different expression and stuff. You know, when you cut wood, I saw you had an axe that day. You cut wood and you take all the wood you can.
Take an armload of it to the house.
And if a man's going along with a load of wood in a wagon, you say he's doing what? He's
hauling wood. Yeah.
Would you say
an
armload of corn if you had that?
Yeah, take an armload of corn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talked yesterday, you were talking about barrels and so forth. What would they call a small kind of barrel you might get to?
A keg. Mm-hmm. That was what they charted the whiskey in. A little keg.
Was that back during Prohibition?
They do it now. Only do it in a bigger scale, to use bigger barrels. As some of these moonshiners that get out and make them some moonshine and have a 5 or 10 gallon oak barrel, and he'd put his liquor in there.
And if you light burn out there, you'd have to put in a new
bulb.
Well, remember, a lot of times when, say you had a bottle and you had some liquid in, you used half of it more to save the rest of it, you might put one down there.
Put a cork stopper in it.
Most of those things now are made out of plastic.
That's right, plastic. I saw them here a while back, the fella had a great big barrel full of cork stoppers. And it was, you hardly ever see them. But he had a, I don't recollect what it was, but he had a gig.